Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day five of my recipes brings us to Hollandaise. And Hollandaise is, they always save one of the best for last, I guess, if you want to keep it that way. But honestly, Hollandaise is a very, very easy sauce to make. And I think you're going to love it. Let's get started. We are cooking it up here, and we are cooking it up live at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And this Hollandaise sauce is a special sauce because this is something we serve to our residents every single Sunday with our Eggs Benedict. So we want to make this really special. And here is my recipe for a Hollandaise. What we're going to use first is a method called a bain-marie, which is a fancy way of saying a double boiler. That is usually a pot with a bowl on the top of it, and we're going to use the steam of the water that's in that pot to cook what's in the bowl on the top. So picture, you know what, you put your hand over a cup, your hand would be the bowl, and the cup would actually be our pot. So we just want to make sure that the steam alone does all the cooking here. This is not a direct heat cooking method. If you do this directly, you're going to have scrambled eggs, not Hollandaise. So what we're going to do is we're going to use egg yolks, and I'm going to use two egg yolks because a little bit of Hollandaise goes a long way. It is a very, very savory, very rich sauce. We don't want to put a lot of it on. So I'm going to go ahead and put the two egg yolks. I'm going to start that off first. And what I'm going to do is for every egg yolk I have, I'm going to add in a tablespoon of lemon juice. So we have two egg yolks. We're going to put 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And then what we're going to do is slowly we're going to whisk this together. And this is a process, and it does not stop. And a good Hollandaise usually can take about up to 10 minutes to make, depending on how we're doing this. Everybody has different kinds of stoves. Everybody has different kinds of equipment. So you really just got to eyeball it. So we're going to be whisking everything together, and we're going to start whisking, adding in just 2 tablespoons at a time of clarified butter. You will start to see the magic of what a Hollandaise is happen right before your eyes. It's absolutely gorgeous. And as that clarified butter starts mixing in with that egg yolk starts to slowly cook, and the lemon juice and the lecithin that's in the lemon starts to bring this whole thing to come to life with that egg, it's going to be really, really amazing. We're going to add in some shallot, always to taste, but with this particular recipe, I like a tablespoon of shallots per egg yolk, because it's important that we keep that balance there. I'm going to go ahead and add in a teaspoon of garlic per egg yolk, because I want to make sure we have that garlic flavor in there as well. We want to have a Hollandaise with a lot of bold, delicious flavor. I'm going to go ahead and add in a little bit of chili powder, and I'm going to add in about a teaspoon of chili powder. I'm going to add in about a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and I'm going to add in just some regular salt and pepper to taste. And once this comes together, it'll be nice and beautiful and frothy and delicious. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.